it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Michael earlier on sent us in a message with regards to the Money Doctor. We'll hold on to that, Michael, and put it to John or to Tommy Corbett the next time we're talking finance in the new year. Thanks very much for getting in touch with us on that this morning. We're here with you until 12 noon and keep your comments coming into us. We will have some Christmas cheer with Helen Houlihan in a short little while. Before that, though, I want to go to the phones to hear of what I think you'll agree is a remarkable charitable effort. We are about to hear about one of the many Irish companies who are giving something back at this time of the year, Supermax, which has raised over €500,000 for the charity Chokra since the group of family restaurants started collections almost 30 years ago. Eamon Meehan is on the line. He's from Kilmaley. He's the director of Chokra. Good morning with you, Eamon. Good morning to you, even, rather. How are you? Hello, Eamon.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Sorry, the wrong fader opened there. The it's a fantastic sum of funds for yourselves, obviously.
It is indeed, yeah. This year we reached the €500,000 mark, as you said. Pat McDonough, his wife Una and family and the stores and restaurants around the country have been supporting Chokra for quite a number of years now. We're extremely grateful for the support. It's hugely important to us. It helps us to do some very important work, and hopefully it'll continue into the future. €500,000 is a huge amount of money for us, and obviously Pat and his family, you know, have made a personal donation to us as well, and they run a gala event for us every year.
And is it possible to quantify what that money... Sorry, Eamon, is it possible to quantify what that money means on the ground?
Well, it means support to hundreds of thousands of people, literally. I mean, we've been spending that money for many years now, but let's just say in the past year, that money would have enabled us to provide assistance to about 25,000 families in South Sudan. We're involved in a program bringing food in from Uganda on a monthly basis and feeding displaced people. There's about 25,000 families in that program, and that money essentially would have paid for that. So that's the value of it, and that's the importance of it.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Stay with us. Pat McDonough, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
And congratulations, I suppose. When you hear in brass tacks, when you hear in fairly common language what sort of a difference you've made, it must make you feel very proud.
We've been supporting Chokra for a good many years now, and I suppose part of the reason was that when I was teaching, my manager, who was now Bishop Kirby, was the manager in the school I was teaching in, or in the parish I was teaching in, or it was the parish priest, I should say, in the parish I was teaching in. He was also teaching actually in Garbury College. So we got to know one another, and it was a natural, as I say, charity to support. But for other reasons as well, like I've been lucky enough, I suppose, in a sense, to go out to Zimbabwe and see what happens on the ground. And we think we've issues here, but due to maladministration and corruption in government circles out there, I mean the poor people on the ground are left with looking to get one meal a day. I was in a school which was really made up of huts, and they had no running water and no toilet facilities, and yet there were 600 pupils in that school. Now I'm glad to say that part of the money that were collected helped them build a school, and they now have running water and toilet facilities. So Chokra, as I say, is a great organisation. 94% of what they collect goes directly to projects on the ground. And, you know, I'm seriously impressed with people who devote their lives to as I say, helping people less well off. In particular, we met out there a lot of Irish people, and some people have been there for 30, 40, 40 years. And Sean Farrell, who was the director of Chokra out there, was doing an exceptional job, as I say, in difficult circumstances. Because when you have corruption at the top, a lot of the money that is supposed to go down to the ordinary people on the ground doesn't get there. So it takes the likes of Chokra and other charity organisations to help. And as I say, I think they worked with Christian Aid out there, and the two charities combined made a difference. And when you go to, as I say, again, outside to the huts in the rural areas, and generally speaking, the fathers have left and gone to South Africa or somewhere, and in a lot of cases, age was very prevalent.
It must change your perspective on things.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, you know, we don't know how well off we are, and it's up to us as people that are, in a better position to try and help those less well off. Because we're in one hut out there, and the mother of the kids was five kids in it. The mother had passed away from AIDS, and the grandmother was bringing up the kids. And it was in November, and she had enough food to survive until January. And after that, what they do is they have a few goats and they have a bit of furniture. They sell whatever they have, and then Trocra come in after that and kind of keep them at least 1 meal a day to keep them going, you know.
It's a sort of experience that stays with you, I would imagine. I mean, it must be, when you see the differences that's been made in the ground and the need for more support, it must be a great incentive to keep the fundraising campaign going.
Oh, absolutely. As I say, and Henry Healy there from the Obama Plaza, he went out to Uganda. And again, there's different issues in different countries, you know. But mostly it's the likes of, as I say, Zimbabwe, where I was, it was poverty, really. And, but there's different issues, like it's a kind of social abuse is actually in Uganda. And obviously there's lack of facilities, lack of teaching facilities, lack of kind of, because I think the governments don't want the people to kind of get educated for fear they'll rebel against them. So, yeah, but it does, you know, make you feel privileged to be able to be living in a country where, you know, where, okay, that we have issues. There's no question about that. But, you know, as I say, we're in relative terms, we're very well off compared to these people.
And Eamon, I suppose it's interesting to hear Pat there talking about not just the actual raising of the money, but personal experiences. And the hope there is that, I presume the hope there is that you're imparting the experience on the ground so people will come back and share stories and make us all realise the work that Trocra is doing.
Yeah, I think that's very important. I mean, Pat and his team in Supermax have put a lot of effort and energy into this, and I felt it was important that Pat should see some of the work on the ground, given the contribution which they have made. And there is nothing like first-hand experience, and, you know, Pat has seen that work, understands it much better now, and I've no doubt that that has had an impact on him and decisions which they have to make all the time around, you know, who they're going to provide their charitable support to. And we're very grateful to Pat and his family and to all of the staff and to the customers, indeed, who go into the Supermax restaurants and who actually make a contribution to Trocra, because that's where most of the money comes from.
In a more general sense, Eamon, how are businesses in the corporate sector, how do they do in terms of being charitable and helping groups such as Trocra, in your experience?
I think it's a mixed bag, but I think more and more, I suppose what we're interested in as Trocra is to work with Irish-owned small, medium-scale enterprises. Many of them are family-owned enterprises. That's the sector that we're most interested in, because we believe that that's the group of people that we have a lot in common with, and we can work with that group of people then to give them an understanding of the work that we do, where we do it, and the impact that it has. We don't really go after, I suppose, the big multinational corporates. I think they have their own agendas, and quite often they provide a lot of charitable support as well, usually within the communities where they're working here in Ireland. So that's just the decision that we've made.
Okay.
We get, you know, a fair amount of actual support, in fact, from technology, multinational technology companies as well, in the form of free technology, free licensing, often advice and support as well. So that's one, I suppose, of the major global sectors that support us. But we're actually interested in communicating with and talking to the small and medium sector and Irish-owned businesses and family-owned businesses in particular.
Because I suppose, Pat, I mean, you're running a business, you're trying to turn a profit, you're trying to keep the doors open and everything else as well, but businesses do have an opportunity to make a broader contribution as well, and that should be encouraged. I mean, initiatives such as this, they deserve to be highlighted in the hope that others will follow suit, I would argue.
Yeah, well, as I say, it's as Eamon just said there, it's a combination of the monies we collect in the shops and what we contribute as a company, and even the fundraisers we do. Mostly it's one fundraiser a year we do that combines to kind of make the effort. Yeah, but I think every company has its own request, and Throwcross was isn't just the only charity we support as well. But you have to kind of decide where is the best, if you want to put it, best charity to support, and where, and as you know there has been a lot of controversy about different charities over the last number of years. So as I say, that's
a
big reason in supporting the likes of Throwcross, because you do know that the funding is going,
you can,
is
being they have
used
the trust
in the right way, and that's there's only a small percentage of it that goes to administration, etc. So yeah, but I'm sure other companies do their own thing, and that's their decision, and a lot of companies, especially around Christmas, do donate to whatever charity of their choice that they wish. So, but it is a time, obviously, that you have to reflect on different aspects of the business, and that's just one of them,
Okay, your fundraising will continue.
Absolutely, yeah. We're quite happy with the work that Troker are doing, and that's long made left.
Okay, Pat, thanks for joining us this morning. Pat McDonough there of Supermax, and Eamon Meehan still with us from Troker. I suppose it's an interesting insight there, Eamon, where Pat is talking about the trust that he and his company have of you. You need to maintain that trust, not just for Joe Public, but for those bigger donors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I suppose the relationships are so important, and making sure that the relationships are robust, that they last, that the information that we have, which we think our supporters need, is made available. And as well, I think, being able to bring Pat to see the work, I think, was critical in establishing that trust. And having our financial affairs open to the public and open to scrutiny through, auditing and through using the best legal processes, the legal requirements for for charities for auditing in the UK is what we use here in Ireland, even though it's not actually required by law here in Ireland.
That goes as far as you divulge your salary, I think. I mean, a listener is asking about that when we're having this discussion. I mean, you have to go to that extent, it seems.
Yes, absolutely. It's called SORP, the Statement of Recommended Practice for Charities, and that outlines in great detail how you lay out your audited accounts and what auditors must look for when they come in to do the annual audit. And we apply that in total, so we don't redact any element of the SORP. We do that in its entirety, and that's available on our website for anybody to see.
Okay, and that's, as you say, choker.ie. You have your Christmas appeal as well, Eamon?
We have indeed. So this year our Christmas appeal is to support our work in East Africa. I was telling you there earlier on about South Sudan. We're also asking for support for our work in Somalia, for Ethiopia, for Kenya. And as well as just appealing in general to the public for support, we also have our Christmas gift campaign, and we have everything from school lunches, beehives, mother and baby care, farming kits for a family, land for a family home, water pumps and irrigation, supporting entrepreneurs with loans and training. So there's quite a lot there, and people can find out all about that as well on throwcross.org and 1850-408-408, and people can make donations over the phone, or they can order those gifts over the phone as well. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to say a huge thanks to everybody in County Clare for their support to Throwcross, whether it's during the Lenten appeal, special emergency appeals, or at Christmas as well. The support is always fantastic.
Very happy Christmas, Eamon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Gavin.
All the very best. Take care. Eamon Meehan there of Chokra, the director, he is from Kilmaley. We have more to come. We're back shortly with more on Morning Focus.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick. Serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.